Good morning. Praise the Lord. I know who I am. I think I'm not deserved to stand before you as a speaker, but I accept it because I remember almost 2 months ago, I invited Dr. Cunningham to my church as a guest speaker. That's why I'm here today. But as one of member of your family, I'm so honored and privileged to share the gospel this morning. And I wanna finish this job with your prayer. Well, nearly as everyone dreams, you know, every day. But sometimes, unfortunately, and we used to forget it when we woke up. But God used many dreams for His prophetic messages. So one day, Joseph dreamed a dream, and all of his brothers, a grain bundle, bowed down to his bundle. And he had another dream, sun and moon and 11 stars bowed down to him. And he told all his dreams to his brothers and his parents. And his brothers were very, very angry at him. Even his father said to him, "Will your mother and I and your brothers will bow down to the ground before you?" Because even Jacob didn't understand of the dreams. And his brother said to him, "You must be crazy. You are wrong. You are absolutely wrong." But who was wrong? Who was right? As you know, Joseph was right. But he must walk with a very, very painful trials for long, long, long years. He was abandoned and sold into slavery. Later, he became prisoner by a forced charge. In prison, Joseph met two men who were Pharaoh's cupbearer, chief cupbearer, and chief baker. And each of them had a dream. And Joseph interpreted and for their dreams. As Joseph interpreted, the chief cupbearer and returned to Pharaoh. But unfortunately, he forgot totally and the promise to help the Joseph until Pharaoh was being struggled with a very terrible dreams. Later, Joseph interpreted again by God's help the Pharaoh's dream. The king of Egypt was very satisfied with his interpretation. Later, Pharaoh appointed him as a prime minister and for charging over all the land of Egypt. But we can say, you know, what was the climax, you know, in his life? As you know, one day, and his brothers came to him and bowed down to the ground before him as he dreamed. Long, long years ago. It was a really amazing story. And from this story, I think that we can get the good lessons for our victorious life, especially as our Christian leaders. And Joseph's father, Jacob, and Jacob so loved him, but he couldn't protect him. And the father so loved him, but Even God didn't defend him for long years. Because of that situation, his life was really, really painful. He got a betrayer from his brothers, and he was sold as a slave, and he became a prisoner by a first charge. And the chief of cupbearer and totally forgot to help Joseph. However, as you know, Joseph never ever gave up his faith in God. In other hands, I think and he believed and his dream would be fulfilled perfectly, completely in God's time. Even though I cannot find the word from the Bible passages, but personally and from my observation, I believe I'm convinced that Joseph shouted like that, "This is not my final. This is not final." When he was thrown down into a cistern, he shouted out, "This is not my final." Even though when he was sold as a slave, I believe and he shouted out, "This is not my final." When he was in prison, he shouted out, "This is not my final." When he was forgotten, he shouted out, "This is not my final." Even Daniel, when he was in den of lion, he shouted out, "This is not my final." Even his good friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he served God faithfully, but when they were in severe furnace, and they shouted out, "This is not our final." No matter what happened to us, we can say, we can shout out again like them, "This is not our final." Hallelujah. Every Thursday, and I'm leading the leadership seminar at the Tondo, and from many churches, there are pastors and pastors' wife and church lay leaders. Every Thursday, I'm leading the leadership seminar there. But last Thursday, around 1 o'clock in the morning, and someone interrupts and runs into the classroom in the Tondo church, and he shouted, "It's a fire! It's a fire in Navitas!" "What?" It's one of pastors came from Navitas. That is my second mission field. And a public cemetery, they residence there in public Navitas public cemetery. The population is approximately 1,000. And they're from there. He said, "It's a fire." I stopped the class. Immediately we pray and for our church members and Navitas Church. When we get there, it's a really, really shock. Many, many houses already burned. Only nothing left over there for them. Around 60 families lost everything in fire. But I encourage them, brothers and sisters, this is not our final. I do my best to encourage them with the word of God. But next day, another raining came. Until now, the Tondo and Nabatas, they are in the flood. Very tough situation. After this service, I moved there with some emergency, you know, food, something, you know. But I will, when I get there, even this afternoon, I really want to encourage them. This is not our final. And I, when I return back to the Philippines as a missionary for a second term, for serving the Filipino lepers, we call them instead of lepers as Hansenites, even Myanmar. As you know, they are really innocent victims by that sickness, leprosy. This is really a contagious, very painful sickness. And they lost many parts of, you know, their body, and you know, nose and fingers and toes, even eyes. Not only physical damage, emotionally and psychologically, even spiritually. They lost many things, their jobs and their family and their friends, even their homeland. Especially in Myanmar, when they got you know, leprosy, they immediately kicked it out from their community. Myanmar Hanseatics are living more miserable living condition. But as a missionary, and I, whenever I meet them, I try to encourage them with the gospel. This is not our final. Brothers and sisters, if we say this is not our final, this is not my final, what is, where is our final? What is the real our final in our life? Today's passage gives the answer to the questions. John 6:44, I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah. That is our last moment in our life. At the last day, with the last trumpet, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, will come again to take us. At the very moment, all Christians, all saints, will be raised up from the grave, and we will meet him on the cloud. It will be our last. Brothers and sisters, as a Christian leaders, especially I surely, and you have many dreams for your future ministry. Yet we might confront a lot of hindrances, a lot of trials and problems in our future, even today or tomorrow. But never give up. Never step down. By faith, we can shout out, this is not my final. Even though my wife, Gracia Young, has a stomach cancer almost 20 years, because of that, and I had, you know, 40 days of fasting prayer for her. At the time, you know, we got the final, you know, like a sentence from, you know, a medical doctor, he said, there is a no more hope, that is a last stage. But from my heart, because I have a faith in God, and this is not our final. I found the last way, you know, for her as a husband, and I had 40 days of fasting prayer. But God answered to my prayer. Even though she got a new life and she is working with us as a pastor's wife or, you know, as a workers, But she cannot live forever. She will die. You and I, we will die. We can die with a cancer. We can die with even leprosy. We can die with some property, poverty. I mean, we can die with many tragic, you know, problems. But we can say it is not our final. Because nothing can make us as a loser. Nothing can destroy our faith, our hope. No one can snatch us out from the hands of God. No one can bring our final. Only Jesus, hallelujah, only Jesus Christ will bring our final at the last day. That is our true hope. Only Jesus. Until then, as we sing the song this morning, until we will see His face in the glory of His presence. Until then, until we got our final, we should be a good fighter. Amen? Because God is always with us. God is always with us. Never ever give up. As long as we live on this earth, and we will never meet our final. Only we will get the final on the cloud with Jesus Christ. May God bless you, and may God bless your ministry. God is always with us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. As the loving Father, thank you so much and for being with us. You are awesome, God. You are almighty God. We believe and that you have a wonderful plan for each one of us and for your kingdom, for your name, for your will, for your purpose, and for your will. And for that, and you call us as your faithful servants. Even though we got your calling, but we are confronting a lot of trials in our life, like Joseph. But we believe in nothing can destroy our faith, our hope. No one can snatch us and from your hands. Lord, protect all our ministry, protect all our brothers and sisters from all the damage, the flood, and all the fire, even cancer, even all kinds of problems. And we want to trust in you in all circumstances. And thank you so much, Father, and for bringing and our final and our real final with Jesus Christ, who will come again. Thank you so much, and for encouraging us, and grant us to be a good fighter, and for your glory. Bless this campus. And so that this church, school, and will produce the faithful and the servant and for your kingdom. Thank you so much, Father, and for everything you have given to us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.